Still hot, but not quite as hot. And overnight storms from the north may reach us in the morning tomorrow. 80, it goes to a high tomorrow, lower to mid-90s. Ralph Sanjeet, WGSO. Henderson Auctions, two-day Independence Day public auction, selling industrial, construction, forestry, and farm equipment. Tractor and service trucks, dump trucks, pickup trucks, trailers, ATVs, campers, boats, motorcycles, air compressors, forklifts, attachments, welding supplies, and more. What can we sell for you? Thursday, June 29th, 9 a.m. Friday, June 30th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, June 28th, 9 to 4. At Henderson Auctions, Florida Boulevard, Livingston, Louisiana. Henderson Auctions.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, and the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your
sighing. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Ooh, of course you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover and for some badness with the Beat Exchange. And coming to you live from New Orleans with Josh, our grandmaster, and James.
Juneteenth.
Right, Juneteenth. Very good. And James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
Hey, hey.
Good afternoon, James. James, it was 92 degrees. And 112 heat index 2 days ago, and I just was able to, I got my eyeballs burnt. That's what they
told
me. Right. And I had an umbrella and a hat. But it's just.
I got one time, I got second degree sunburn blisters all over my back, and I had a shirt on when I was a kid, lived in Southwest Oklahoma.
Oh, I had a shirt on.
Well, yeah,
not even
crazy.
Not even Josh likes the heat here.
Well, I mean, combined with the humidity, you know, I mean, 92 like in Utah, Salt Lake City, that's nothing. I didn't know. I moved out there back in 2000 and was unloading my car and had no idea it was 104 degrees outside. It felt like about 80.
Right.
And
yeah, our heat index gets up to 114.
Yeah, and that's called killing, you know, dropping dead temperatures, you know. I mean, I don't know. I feel sorry for you guys down there as far as the heat and
what's the temperature by you? What's the temperature by you in Oklahoma?
Oh, let me see. Right now, it's, it was 91 degrees an hour 2 hours ago. Let's see what it says.
Really?
It now.
I thought y'all were having, like, 70s. Degrees.
Oh, no, anyway. We were, but that all ended about 10 days ago. And,
right. Well, you know, they're busting caregivers down here big time. Baton Rouge, in the area where they have one investigator for EPS, because our governor cut those elderly services back as soon as he became governor. I think that might have been the deal. But, yeah.
All sorts of things you could cut services to that really don't involve, I don't know, saving people's lives.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think
there's only one.
Care of your constituents should be top on the list, but.
Well, you know, not when his friends and associates are targeting the elderly and they have a system that involves elderly protective services. A lot of corrupt people in it. They're, just like they were talking about corrupt people and Child Protective Services.
Oh,
you know,
way all over
we got something. We got something right here. Good play. This is a man and a fan. It's an ex-CIA agent. And
and just say that Sidney Powell, who I'm a huge fan of Sidney Powell, Mike Flynn's lawyer. I like to say that the only difference between Sidney Powell as a pit bull is that one wears pearls. Okay. She is a monster. And I would like to see her be a Supreme Court justice. Because there's no one else in America that is standing up to crooked judges and crooked prosecutors. And by the way, crooked judges are running children into pedophilia by taking them away from their parents, and they're running the elderly to their graves in order to strip them of their estate. And the way this works is the elder person is drugged up, then the sheriff takes them away, then the estate is sold, and the judge, the prosecutor, the sheriff, and the doctor all split the proceeds. Okay?
Hey, that's what happens in the state of Louisiana. It's seamless.
Well, and they do the same thing with children through foster care after Clinton signed the Family Safe Act. And the last I checked, every kid that the state government kidnaps from their parents, they get $20,000 for. And then they get put in foster care, which foster care is one of the leading sources for child sex trafficking in the United States.
Well, this is the deal. At the border facilities, pedophiles don't even need to, they could just go shopping and pick out a kid. They don't even check their background. They don't even care where this child is being taken, like to say they have a review board or Homeland Security. They're just shopping at the border detention facilities. I've been tracking that for a while.
Well, they've been like 83 of them just banished, and they still haven't found them.
Oh, great.
And that's the ones they're telling about.
Right. So they have, so they're busting people down here to Unreal Estate, where things I've been talking about for 5 years, trying to get people to understand those things really happen. So now they're going after the people who have created bogus documents to assume people's property. And they, there's an article about it called The Unreal Estate. And so it tells a little bit about that. It's, you know, NOLA.com is like going at it. And there's, like the Wall Street Journal had an article. It was, and I saw this on Patriot and Liberty website. And the parent company, Meta, which is Mark Zuckerberg, they're running Instagram pages where they can customize, you know, whatever you want for pedophilia. And they're using Pizzagate code words. And so there's a thing, a clip, is a, on June 17th, they posted some clips about Tucker Carlson and different things he had to say over a few days. Like, and I suggest people go to that. That was up on the internet. And he can say it he's saying it better than anybody can say it. And it's exactly about that with Zuckerberg being ignored, that he's running a pedophilia ring right off Instagram. And it's freaky. And then when you see the people involved with Instagram and they're talking about algorithms and all, these people are freaky. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, that's what got MySpace killed back then. I mean, it's still around, right? But it's very, very small compared to where it was. And it was all the pedophiles on MySpace that ended up basically destroying its market share.
Right.
And,
well, he tried to do it with Facebook, because they sent out a survey. And I saw it from my friend. You know, I go, oh, man, take the kid off. This is crazy. Because Facebook pitched family values. Keep distant cousins, you know, for your growing family. Really weird. But anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be coming back. You're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover, Empress of Madness, yeah, with the Beatles here.
Like jungle burning bright, those who feel me near. And major flooding threatens cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at Jeff at WGSO.com or call 504-669-6076.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. Vampers of Madness, right? With the Beat Exchange, James Neighbor, and Josh Dodge from Trash Talk New Orleans. I like all of that. So, what was that thing you were telling me about when people think that someone's right wing? Josh,
you mean the having a party?
Yeah, just think that. Yeah, that certain people are right wing, but I mean, I'm a right versus wrong person, so I don't go by the political party.
It's just the desperation of you say two things and someone says, "Oh, you go over there. You're in that group."
Right.
So I can assume the next eight things about you.
Right. Yes.
It just leads to very dumb arguments.
Yeah, right. I think it's more personality flaw of the person that would call somebody right wing. I mean, I don't think that anybody should have to conceal carry if they don't want to. I think they ought to have a holster right there on their hip. I mean, my grandfather in the 50s, he wore his weapon right there in his belt with all the diamonds.
But even the choice of words. Right. Like, we have right or right wing. Okay, so immediately we have something that just sounds like very impersonal and machine-like. Right. And then you've got conservative.
Right.
Well, what does that mean?
Right.
What other words are there? You know.
Right.
Just like, what is the leave me alone party?
Right.
Mind your own business party.
Exactly. Stay in your lane party. So, but anyway.
Well, they used to be the libertarians, but they've turned into Democrat light.
Yeah, but they float in the middle too, and it's you can't like sum up your conservative views without having those words hanging over you.
Right. Right.
Well,
and so
people tend to call me a Christo-fascist lately. That seems to be the new thing.
Yeah, but James. We are on abortion and death penalty. Watch.
Yeah, those are my favorite two easy issues of where you don't have a party to belong to.
Right.
Like and abortion and death penalties.
Yeah, you see, so James is going to be certified as a preacher.
Yeah, how did religious people get the fascist thing hung on them?
Right.
Because we have a set of values that we don't compromise on, and so that automatically somehow makes us a fascist. You know,
years ago, they talk about how church militant went and they had to the Dodger Stadium, Mr. Robert brought this up, and protesting the Sisters of Perpetual Help. And, it's not a new thing that the LGBT, all those freaks are doing. I ain't getting into that. Because I tell you what, in the 80s, in the quarter, I lived on the corner of Royal and St. Philip. In fact, I'll tell you about the story later, who lives there now. Talk about put on a glove. So anyway, we're on the third floor, and my friend Melvin and I are watching the St. Joseph Day Parade. That's the evening time. Everybody's with their family, lots of kids, you know. And here come men dressed in drag, you know. But, you know, some of the ladies from the 80s kind of had heavy makeup too. So they kind of really... The cross dresses kind of really blended in a little bit. I mean, it is
like
the Italian.
Delta Burke.
Right.
Yeah.
And, right. And so we watching the men go up and in the St. Joseph parade, they, you know, bring a rose to a lady, you know, and they kiss her just on the cheek and give the rose and they keep going. They all dressed in tuxedos. But what this one person was doing was after the person passed, they gave her the rose and everything. It would turn to the cross-dresser, would turn to the men that were following the person that gave the rose and the kiss to, and show them as privates, where they thought that it was a woman, but then showing that it's a what they call now a transgender with a bulge. And so it wound up starting a fight. So the people that were in the beginning of the parade that put their notes together like, oh, you know, look, you just kissed a man dressed like a woman. They come running back and they start fighting. Here's the kids seeing all of this happening. Then they had the Marlboro type guys that are gay that go with these cross dresses, you know. And it was so bad I went and got the garden hose. And I didn't really want to wet anybody too much. I just wanted to stop it because it would have got a riot. Because there was enough people, you know, at St. Philip and Royal that they could have started a riot.
But watching a melee like that, the last thing on my mind is like, gee, I wonder how these people vote.
Right. And so what happened, I went and put the garden hose up, but they got mad at me. And they called the police. Out of everything, you know, here's a man showing his privates right in front of children. And then they came and they started, the police put the big searchlight on the building like it was Elliot Ness time and uh-huh. had the megaphone telling us to come out. You know, come out,
wow.
You know. And this is during the St. Joseph parade. I mean, I don't play that. I went out the other door and went down to the Absinthe bar and had a drink, laughing at the craziness, because this was a setup. Here's the person showing their privates to children now. They don't care the children's side. And then the Marlboro guys that are with them, gay guys, all of a sudden, when the gay police show up, now this is the 80s, so how many gay police do you think are on the police force now? About as many as that's in the army. You know, I mean, really. So all of a sudden, the cross-dresser becomes the victim. I mean, this is, you know, weird. But anyway, that's my St. Joseph Day story where the cross-dressers went full gear years ago.
Well, and of course, doing that stuff virtually every day somewhere in the country now. And it's actually, well, the attention being brought to the sexualization of children, you know, and everything going on in the schools. Newsweek, just like 2 days ago, put out a nationwide poll, and there's been almost a 10% drop in the, you know, basically people thinking that approve of gay marriage. I mean, that's how much it's really affecting things. And we're talking, what was that, 2008, when the Supreme Court judge, you know, made it nationwide, and now in a single year, nearly a 10% drop in people that think that ought to remain. I mean,
all right, we got to go for a break, and we'll come back in a little bit. It's going on 7:30. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barahu, Empress of Badness, with the Beat Exchange.
See these eyes so green. I can stare for a thousand years. Just be still with me. You're broken with me, but I've been through.
Basketball court all wet.
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, la,
Leidenheimer.
That's ranch for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Crews are still working as quickly as possible in this heat to restore power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses in northwestern Louisiana. After a confirmed EF1 tornado within a strong storm system hit transmission and distribution stations last Thursday, here's Caddo Parish Public Service Commissioner Foster Campbell.
Our big problem now in North Louisiana is that all the transmission lines, 18 of the big transmission lines, are snapped. If you can imagine these big poles being snapped, it's unbelievable.
Over 120,000 customers are still without power, most of them in Caddo and Bossier. Speaking of storms, Tropical Storm Brett has formed in the Atlantic with conditions favorable for it to become a hurricane within a couple of days. State climatologist Barry Kime says Brett is but one of several tropical waves out there.
It's not uncommon to get 100 waves over the course of a season. I think that's pretty typical. But fortunately, only 15% actually develop into a named storm. Again, we got to keep a watch on these waves, but we do get quite a few of these as the season progresses.
This is news from LRN.
I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan. There are four simple steps you should take now to prepare for hurricane season. Step one, access the significantly subsidized National Flood Insurance Program and secure flood insurance from your agent or at floodsmart.gov. Step two, review your homeowner's policy and be mindful of any hurricane or named storm deductible that you'll be responsible for out of pocket before your coverage kicks in. Step three, take pictures and videos of your property and make a list of your belongings before a storm hits. Step four, make an evacuation plan and be sure to take your insurance policy with you in the event of an evacuation. This will help jumpstart the claims process if your home is damaged by the storm. Get prepared for hurricane season today. If you have any questions, call us at 800-259-5300 or visit ldi.la.gov.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
So you're listening to WGSO, 9:90 a.m. in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange, and I am the Empress of Badness because Bunny gave me that moniker. He told me when he started writing for a talk radio show, which he was going to do before, they had a medical kidnapping with Archbishop Ammon and Deacon Tully participating in it, saying that he was mute. That's another thing that dirty doctors do. Say you have cancer that's returned. It's not. You can't stay in your house. But guess what? I went wide when I couldn't bust through here because they do have it covered. Organized crime center controls. Anytime elderly abuse needs to be covered up. They got the sheriffs going, multiple parishes. And the DAs, and I can identify too. But this is it. There's going to be legislation nationally that passes that an elderly person or medically vulnerable person has the right to remain in their home, no matter who has power of attorney, no matter who wants to use somebody like my mother as a pound of flesh, like a pawn, can't even have a walk-in bathtub with her own money because my brother's wife wants to pump up her cup size for plastic. My mother was nothing to us, neither was I. That's why they have attorneys that run interference for identity theft ring, identity fraud, and forgery. But we got something good coming for you. So that's all I'm going to say now.
Did you want to play the other half?
Yeah, I want to do that. Let's play the
ex-CIA guy.
Yeah.
He was previously talking about the...
Hey, James.
With the elderly abuse.
Right.
This is the second part of what he was saying.
Perfect.
At a university in which he talked about what was known to have been on the Weiner laptop, which had all of the Hillary Clinton and Huma Abed stuff. Mm. And what she said was that what the New York police saw on that laptop caused them to vomit. I cannot overstate.
That's a New York police officer.
Yes, multiple officers. Right. Actually, I love the New York police.
Let's just say that again. That's a New York police officer who's seen a few things over the life of being a New York police officer. That's not a cozy job. That's not like a...
What I'm trying to say here is two things. The first is, before the FBI under Obama came in to confiscate the laptop and try to protect Clinton, the New York Police Department copied it. And the second thing I'm going to say is I'm quite confident the President of the United States of America knows all of this in detail.
Yep. See, they need to bring up more about Obama so people understand. This is not the first black president, a Christian. You don't go and hire Muslim Brotherhood, members of the Muslim Brotherhood, to sit on the advisory council for the Department of Homeland Security. And when you give them security clearances, they start downloading U.S. classified information on their computers, personal computers. And I watched this on C-SPAN, where Janet Napolitano, was called on the carpet to respond to how did the location of our warheads and the number of our warheads at each location wound up on the internet. Well, Obama's in office, saying he's the first black president, so using the color of his skin. To this day, I heard something that he was saying about race and everything. Man, sit down and shut up. You misled people about your Black Lives Matter. You and Hillary Clinton put the Black Lives Matter money in your own pocket. Pelosi, they used Act Blue to funnel it to Democrats, and they were running the links that you saw on the internet attached to the White House after Obama's illegitimate Biden-Harris administration was installed by Pelosi. I mean, come on, there's more stuff popping up about the 2020 election. They found more ballots in a storage unit in Wyoming.
Well, they're saying nationwide now they've counted 8.1 million bogus, confirmed bogus ballots.
8.1 million?
Yeah.
More than that. Yeah, that's right,
I mean,
James.
That's the ones that have, like, been forensically verified to be fake votes.
Right.
And, I mean, and you know there's more than that.
Right. Right. But he got 81 million votes. They had to rip the bomb into shreds to pretend that is the pedophile in chief got 81 million. That's crazy.
Well, the key to that is, though, is there was more votes cast than what were registered to vote.
Pennsylvania alone had hundreds of thousands more people than registered in the state to vote. You know, where Fetterman stepped in.
Oh, yeah. You know, but, yeah, and, we don't want to investigate that, you know.
Right, and Obama was pitching in Pennsylvania. But this is what they have now. They got this organization of attorneys called Project 65, is what they call it. And it's an organization of lawyers dedicated to denying legal counsel to President Trump and his supporters. So the question was, how is it legal for lawyers to deny civil rights to American citizens? It's run by Clinton aide Melissa Moss, and they say she should be disbarred. So the Fed should, when the feds were prosecuting John Gotti, a federal judge refused to allow Bruce Cutler to defend Gotti, and the federal prosecutors were elated. But Gotti lost three trials, resulting in not guilty verdicts, and the feds couldn't have it happen a fourth time. But Andrew Weissman, who was part of the Mueller team, and it was a bunch of Clinton attorneys on Muellergate, there's a book that Sidney Powell wrote about how corrupt the DOJ was, and Weissman put people in prison that from the Enron scandal that were innocent people, and they did it through the same thing they did to them, like they're trying to do to President Trump, same thing where you enhance
the
something.
DOJ and FBI both need to be disbanded, and you know, and if we have to have the DOJ and the states can't do it, then we need to rebuild it with brand new people, because it's just become
right. So
far
who should be discussed is Mark Elias and Andrew Weissman that have pulled these things with the investigations. Mark Elias had everybody signing documents. These are Hillary Clinton's attorneys. You know, these people are so corrupt. When Al Capone went to jail, went to prison for income tax evasion, Hugh Rodman took over the mob. That was Hillary Clinton's father. And then Nancy Pelosi, they rolling in Baltimore, where Michael Harrison went from here, from New Orleans. How does a police chief get two salaries? Man, as soon as I dropped a little hint that I might start talking about the 3rd District, I mean, he became police chief because he supplied dirty cops for his funeral. There's a big issue going on at funerals where these lawyers stage gang stalking incidents, acts of violence, because they have used bogus documents to funnel off assets, and they want the old people and the targeted individuals to shut up. So they showed me what they could do, but I kept fighting. I don't care who you are. You put your hands on me, I will deal with you in another way. I'll fix the system by using your name, how you treat people with a law license. You got to be kidding me. A false charge of me? This is what Daniel Lamar bought with his drug money from municipal court in the 90s? Lucy Burnett? David Lyon, Dedum Onor, with Cecilia Woodley sitting in the courtroom while they're giving testimony, and I'm trying to find out if there's anything on open warrant for my arrest. Couldn't even get through the game that they played. Thank you, Lucy Burnett. Gave a non-existent address, which means for service, which means she was dealing with a dirty cop. But I beat y'all at it because I wound up having that cop driven to my house. Yeah. So DeSalvo didn't make it all the way through to get me arrested, but he's trying again because he's scum. I'll see you in a little bit. We're taking a little break. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, calling out all the cash cows, Daniel Landmark, Kingsway Music Corporation, and their operatives. They don't play. They drug traffic just using music as a means. We gotta know the difference.
Have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
So the Obamas knew what was going on with the children. Well, by 2013, the United States of America became known as the pedophile and child capital, child trafficking capital of the world. That's under the Obama-Biden administration with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Now, what do you think they're doing in Ukraine? Yeah, we need to go fight a war and give them all the money to close their borders after you gave away everything that President Trump built up of state-of-the-art war weaponry so we can protect our country. Gave it away from the Taliban as soon as they got in office from being installed. But, you know, we're not supposed to bring that up. Or when you having people who are trained to be snipers to protect everybody, where you don't allow them to act when they spotted it until 13 U.S. Marines are killed. Mm-hmm. These people are crazy. They left every animal that was a bomb squad animal in a cage to die. Didn't transport them out because they were too busy transporting refugees to bring them to the States, but not to get Americans out or to provide safety for people at the airport. So I don't want to hear nothing about what I'm saying. Obama's an enemy combatant. They did hate crimes legislation, and it was pedophiles are protected for federal crimes. People who practice bestiality, which there was just a professor at the University of Pennsylvania that got caught screwing his dog and taking pictures of it and putting it on the internet.
Well, and now they've got animal attracted people. I mean, first it was minor attracted people right. who were trying to minimize pedophilia, and now we've got
right. So we got pedophiles
doing things with animals.
We got pedophiles, bestiality, and Muslims, and then they send a same-sex marriage couple to go demand from a baker, a Christian-owned bakery, to harass them to make a same sex wedding cake. That wasn't fair. And another thing, a Jewish man went to a Muslim bakery and asked them to bake some Jewish baked goods for his faith. And when he called to the DOJ to report it, Eric Holder returned the phone call and threatened the guy and said, you go near that bakery one more time. I saw it on the internet. You're going to get arrested for harassment and civil rights. Can you believe that? So now that we know that Michelle Obama is more than likely a transgender with a bulge, then we can't put up with that. Were you more worried about false eyelashes and tucking your thing? But she didn't tuck her thing in. She was dancing all over the Ellen show with her family jewels and rocking out, running down the stairs, letting the state. Said, this is crazy if this is true. But that's how the first lady was acting, the first lady. So if by chance she would get in, so what would Obama do? He'd start dressing in drag this time around? As first lady, I mean, I don't understand all this stuff. That's why we shouldn't put up with it. No pronouns, no bull, biological male, biological female, and y'all just deal with the image in the mirror. Acceptance. Accept yourself. I accept myself. What about you, Josh?
I'm perfectly settled in my way.
What about you, James? What? You're not facing the microphone, right? What?
I don't know. No, I mean, sure, I wish I had, didn't have male pattern baldness, but it is what it is. You know? I mean,
just identify someone with a full head of hair.
Hey, look, they had a doctor that worked for a very famous football team. I had to write something about him, so he asked me about it. Can't remember his name, but if I did, I'd tell all the women. Might be into men by now. But he would set up, this is what they were using in personal injury cases. They'd bring him on as an expert for head injuries and brain injuries. Yeah, famous football team. The guy, they knew this man was a serial sexual predator. I miss the women. And what he would do is supply other people's x-rays and deposition to downplay the injuries and then have people like the plancha. You know, he gets a band to manage after this game, fraud expert to entertainment attorney, really? Oh, man. Anyway. And that's what he would do. See, doctors have been at it with false medical reports. They've been at it for a while, you know, because it's a game to keep a player off the team. put them back on the team at a certain time, you know, because some of them, you know, place bets, go to bookies. That's why they wouldn't bust Darren Sharper, you know, because he was supplying the bookies with like $10,000, $20,000. But look, y'all want to know what's going on in St. Bernard? Go on Facebook. There's a person by the name of Storyteller. They blowing it up sky high. I mean, we had a house there in Araby from Carrollton and the French Quarter, so I didn't go to school down there. I went to school to Annunciation, a convent school, so I don't really know too many people. I don't even know the street names down there, but I like living in Araby. I like my friend Johnny and them have an organic garden. From time to time, I put up pictures of the organic garden, and even Mojo, you know, put a human element into what I'm doing on here. But look, hey, the whole deal is, did y'all see that article, excuse me, about the first NBC, and then Dale Atkins, as a Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal judge, gets banned from life from the FDIC. Say, hey, wait till y'all finally get what she was doing as clerk of court. And the Louisiana Judiciary Commission knew all about it, knew the method and everything, and concealed it. They should all have been arrested at that time in 1998. So can you imagine the games they've been pulling? The only people that got it about the judges that put money in the state court registry and play games with it were the people from the Gordon complex, where the city gave them money to be able to move and gave them a nice amount of money. A lawyer, Bagnera's trying to get it into the state court registry with Ramsey. By that time, everybody knew what was going on with those judges. And they said, no, they went and fought it. The people, I'm glad that lady stood up, went and fought it and said, no way. These lawyers better stay off our money. That we need that for moving. Yep. Yep. So I'll be talking about some racketeering, cookie jaws, and even of late. So, see you same time next week. It's Barbara Hoover sliding over for a more nicer tone than me. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
You bet.
See y'all. Bye, Josh.
See my enemy at the end of the road. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. Dang, I'm gonna
come on, make it a con-con. Walk on gilded splinters.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer.
Leidenheimer. That's ranch for bread. Leidenheimer.
This is William Wallace. Listen to my show on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Louisiana.